It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey there, DIY ass-kickers. If I had a magic wand that I could wave all over the women in my life who are riddled with self-doubt, I would. I wouldn't need the beautiful ball gown, the glass slippers, and the updo that comes with the wand. I'd just take that wand, dressed and coiffed however I happen to be in a day, and fucking use it. I would visit every country of this world and wave that wand over every single woman who suffers. Every woman who is left feeling worthless or less than or incapable of being herself. Okay, I know that's a bit of a dream, but dreaming is good. It clarifies what we want for ourselves and our world, and it defines what we're prepared to do to get it. I remember when I first started out in my own coaching biz, I was freaking terrified. What would I do? Who would listen? Who was I to think I could pull this off? I was vomiting self-doubt. And as much as I searched for some kind of professional process to deal with it, I couldn't find one. It couldn't be that hard to ditch, or could it? The truth is that self-doubt is not easy to get rid of, nor is the plunge of self-worth that goes along with it. So how about we stop trying and just start living? Because even with a magic wand, self-doubt never goes away completely. It's a natural response to situations that we've never been in before or are unsure of. Even though we might not be able to get rid of self-doubt entirely, we can start working with it right now. How, you ask? By dancing it out, of course. We can use dance as a means of stress release and of feeling like ourselves. Dance on your own, dance with your friends, dance with your dog. That part really doesn't matter. It's the act of movement and music together that grounds us in who we really are. It's pure creativity, and it brings our inside outside. And it strengthens us to understand the things we are doubtful and fearful of and do them anyway. That's the self-doubt management magic. You listen to it and accept it as it comes. You have conversations with it about what it wants you to believe about yourself, and you start challenging it as you dance it out to music and movement that makes your heart feel strong and capable. Then you challenge it more by stepping onto the stage where you're afraid to go. Just a toe at first, then a leg, then one side of your body. You get the picture. All the while dancing your own way so you can stay connected to your true, authentic self. Pretty soon you're all in, and by doing the things that you really believe in, you confirm for yourself that you were meant for this. You're on the right track. That's when you realize that you had the magic wand in your hand the whole time, and it's you kicking your own ass.